Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Rose Pricks. It's Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and Watch What Crappens. And I'm here with my gorgeous partner. We're reunited, Stephanie Wilder Taylor, for Crying Out Loud, and the Sword and Scale Rewind, and a radio show that helps people across this great nation of ours overcome their emotional disabilities. Hello, yes. Stephanie.
Hi, Ronnie. I've missed you so.
I've missed you so much.
It's really hard to be away from you. My walls went way up.
I'm going to sound like every girl on this season of The Bachelor. They all sound the same. They all talk in like stripper whiny voice.
I know. It's like almost a vocal fry, but it's not. Kind of like lazy and sad.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who have been smoking for 20 years, but are still trying to do baby voice. It's like, you can't mix those. It's like the smoking baby from Roger Rabbit, you know?
So we were thinking for our bonus, this is the bonus you guys are listening to, that we would just talk about the show in general, like our general thoughts, and try to do some impressions. What did you think? I'm dying to hear what you thought of the short-haired young one.
Oh, the nanny? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about her. Like, there's something so oddly, like, fairy-like about her. But she has Countess Luann voice at the same time.
She does.
Right?
It's like, very affected.
Yeah, there's something like this about it. Sometimes she talks like this. I'm like, I'm not sure if she's a Muppet, if she's Luann. I love that she's, like, a vixen nanny. What do you think of her?
Yeah, I do too, but it's weird how she tries to do this really like gamin, like big eyes, like with the short hair. Like, I'm just so kind of innocent, and maybe I'm an actress, but maybe I'm just really cute.
Yes.
But then her voice comes out and she's like, hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
She kind of talks like that. She's like, what's your dreams? What's your dreams and ambitions? Like, why are you talking like that? It's like a little girl who wants to look like Betty Boop, but has watched a lot of like old 50s movies where they're like, Hey, Sailor, you want a night on the town?
I was trying to explain to my kids what affected means. I said, she's just very affected. Like, she's sitting on the back of the Mustang and she's like, hello. Hello. I've planted myself and my legs are crossed. How are you?
And you can tell she fucks a lot of dads because she's a nanny. And you can tell that she's always trying to like compliment the dads because she's like, I may be young, but I can still appreciate a classic, eh, old guy?
How is that even a pickup line?
To old people. Like, I'm telling you, it's like, what am I, 50? Ari, like, who are you nannying for? My goodness.
The silver fox. Ari cannot be feeling good about this season.
Well, you'd never know it because he's the blandest. He's like, wow, that was great. Wow, she sure is pretty. I'm like, could you go a little deeper here?
Yeah. He's like, wow, I like her. I'm going to find her later.
Wow, that was ellipses. Interesting. I'm like, was it, Ari? Was it?
The thing that I find very amusing, though, is that only 5 years ago, he was young and kind of in the mix. He's probably like, what does Nick Vile have that I don't have? How's that guy been around for like 13 years, but suddenly I'm the old guy?
Well, this guy has a job, you know, like Nick is always around because he doesn't leave. Okay.
Right.
This guy's like, you know what? Maybe I'm too old to be a race car driver. I'm going to be a real estate agent. Like, he's given up, basically, is what I'm saying. He was like, bye, Dream. Bye. Goodbye, right. Dream. Honda won't represent me anymore. And I'm just going to let my hair get gray and date a nanny, you know?
But I have to say, in his defense, that I don't feel like he's as thirsty as a lot of these other guys. You don't hear about him being at the reunions. I mean, not that I'm reading everything, but you don't hear about him. Well, I guess he did date Courtney. You know what we should do? We should talk about some of that gossip about him. How
Let's
he dated.
Do it.
Yeah, so he dated Courtney. And she claims that he was the best sex she ever had. And they had sex on her childhood bed. But then they broke up. And then apparently, and this is according to our Facebook group, he dated a girl that was really young, I want to say.
Didn't we all at one time or another? Ari, damn it, I hate his last name. Leondyke? Someone was like, "You prowl
it's Lion Dyke."
Yeah, Chris said it
it's like Lion Dyke
or something. Lion.
It's Lion Dyke.
Lindick. It's Lion Dick is his name. Okay, don't trust him. Maya Angelou said people tell you who they are in the first 5 seconds or 5 minutes. When he says, "Hi, I'm Ari Lion Dick," why would you ever trust somebody named Lion Dick? Why? He's gonna lie. He's gonna be a Lion Dick.
Yeah. Or why would you trust someone who's Lion Dyke? Well, I mean, what are you, anti-LGBT?
Yes.
Like, that's not cool.
Yes. Lion, like, bisexual. I stand for lions, gays, bisexuals. Just kidding. Get it? LGBT. All right.
Yeah. But you know what's funny is I know it's Lion Dyke because his brother pronounced it on the show. He said his name and he said Lion Dyke. But then, right, that Chris, during the, like, the 1 hour Meet the Bachelor or whatever, Chris Harrison pronounced it wrong.
Didn't he say, like, Linduck or something?
Yeah. I forgot how he said it, but it was wrong. And then he fixed it for the actual first episode.
Well, how do I spell it? I'm just going to put Arlie Bachelor. Ari Bachelor. Okay. Ari Bachelor. Okay.
Yeah.
Gossip. Let's see. The Bachelor. He returns, kick, blah, 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 blah. What's the gossip? I don't know. How the Bachelor will tackle age differences this season.
Yeah, so on the one hand, they're acting like he's the oldest bachelor who's ever bachelored. But then they give him the youngest girls I think they've ever had.
Well, that in the ending of this episode, the first episode, when they're like, this season on The Bachelor, here's everybody who makes it, you know. Totally spoil
right,
everything.
Exactly.
They
yep.
showed the pixie nanny, the dad stealer, and everyone's like, she doesn't want to admit her real age. And she's like, I'm sick of everybody asking me. So are you 15 or 50? Because I'm not.
She's 22. And I just Googled it and you can find it in 1 second. She's 22. But here's the weird thing. The crazy photographer, Marek. Hi, I'm a photographer. She's 23. So how's being 1 year younger? How's being 22 the biggest scandal?
Well, I'm wondering if she's lying, because it seems like it's a scandal that she's so young. So I'm wondering if she's saying she's 22, but she's really, like, I don't know, like human trafficked or something, and like 15 from Russia, you know? And maybe that's why she talks like that. Maybe her real voice, she's like, hello, have you seen that pesky Bullwinkle? I will get him. Like, she was brought here in a box, you know?
But she's not. But here's the thing. The scandal is that they're not showing her age ever. They don't chyron it. They're making it like it's a thing. Like, we're not going to talk about her age. That's just, don't worry about it. She's fine. She's of age.
Yeah.
So, but if you Google it, what's her name? Becca. Ha, it starts with an H. Becca Bachelor. Age. Okay. Did you mean, how old is Becca from The Bachelor? Elite Daily. She may be the youngest contestant. 22. She's making her the youngest contestant to ever appear on The Bachelor. The gross thing is that when he was originally on the show, she was like 17. That's a little gross.
I mean, I guess,
but
that's
whatever.
Their controversy. We live in LA, so it's hard to get mad at stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Like, I've walked around the streets here with my dad, and people are like, oh my God, they have that look in their eyes, like, congratulations, you guys. And I'm like, I'm not fucking him. It's my dad. Like, this town, it's such a sick town, you know?
I know. I remember when I first moved to LA, though. I was, not when I first moved here, but I remember when I was 20. And I met a guy who was 30, and I was so into him, and he thought I was too young for him. We did date, but he thought I was too young for him. He felt like he should be dating girls his own age. But the thing is, I'd lived on my own since I was 18. I'd lived out here for a couple years. I don't know. I didn't feel that young.
Well, I've dated older. When I was younger, when I was 23, I dated a 30-year-old, and I was like, what a pervert. I can't even believe he's dating. Like, I felt, like, so young. But as you get older in LA, everybody else stays young, you know, because, like, the young people are like, fuck this. I'm going to make real money in Idaho, and they get the fuck out of here. So you're left dating kind of younger people. It becomes normal. Not that much younger, but I don't know. I just don't see it as that huge of a deal. But sometimes they get mad at me when I make fun of their age. Like, stop making fun of. It's not you I'm making fun of. It's myself. You know? It's not that you're too young. It's that I'm too old. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean.
Don't take my self-hatred personally, okay? Even when it's directed at you.
So what, okay, when we did our cast thing and we talked about all the different people and I can't even remember who we liked and didn't, they all looked exactly the same to me. But so you're watching the show. I refuse to read spoilers because I really want to be surprised this season. Do you know who wins?
Hell no, I don't want to know. It makes it
Yeah, me
less
neither.
interesting.
It totally does.
Like our
It I
friend, one of our friends spoiled us last time, and she just figured that we would know, you know, because everyone who covers
Yeah.
it, I guess, cares and they find out. I don't want to know, and it kind of ruined it when she was correct. I was like, how is it this guy?
Yeah, I agree. You mean Vanessa, when what's her name told us it was Vanessa?
Oh, I thought she's told us that the Bachelorette picked that cheesy guy.
Oh, yes. Both of them got spoiled.
Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't read the spoilers. What were you gonna say about spoilers?
No, just that somebody on our page was saying that they knew who won and that they were watching, they were asking if everybody's watching it knowing who won, and a lot of people were, and I was like, "Do not tell me. I don't want to know by accident because it's just going to be like, huh. Who cares who gets kicked out if you already know who wins?"
Yeah, we should probably put a note at the top that says rules, no spoilers, be nice, no fighting, stuff like that, but especially no spoilers because look, it's a grind sometimes. Like I'm loving this show, but as I watched last night, A, I texted you like I forgot how fun this show is. I was cracking up.
Yeah, me too.
But I also forget what it's like to sit there and write notes on a 2 damn hour show. I was like, "Oh my God, my fingers hurt when I was done."
I agree. So that's why for this, we're just gonna overall, did anybody stand out to you? Did it, who do you think, I mean, do you have any guess on who wins? I don't really have a good guess.
Well, he seems to really like the bitchy girls. And now that we've done a few seasons of this, I'm learning their tricks, right? Like they'll play clown music for the one that we're supposed to think is hilarious. And then the wifeies, as they call them on that Lifetime show, which I love, the wifeies get out and they go, guitar strum,
Yeah.
guitar strum.
Although guitar strummy is also the creepy taxidermy chick. I call her Stuffy.
Stuffy from the Bates Motel.
Yeah,
Yeah, she was
Stuffy's
very like,
weird.
look, I'm crazy. I stuff animals and I play a ukulele. Like, come on, read a book.
She's like, this is my softer side, but I also like to pet soft, stuffed, real animals in my
I like
house.
dogs, dead ones. I was like, oh my God, you're so interesting. Wow, you're so
Because
different and unique.
they stay forever. Yeah, there were a lot. Okay, I have to say off the top, and I mean, we'll say this on the regular show too, but Crystal, who I'm going to call, I think, Crystal Meth, is she's unhealthy. Something's wrong with her, and I think we're going to see some big drama from her later.
Oh yeah, she's crazy. Well, my general rule in life, and especially on these shows, is anyone who's that positive is crazy. Like no one smiles like that, no one talks like that, no one says happy things like that. No one just goes to the homeless shelter to be nice. And at least she admitted, which we'll talk about that in the main show, because this girl we're gonna have the most to talk about, I'm sure.
Well, and Chelsea,
Oh,
who's just
Chelsea,
a
yes.
nut
She's trying
job.
so hard. And you don't get to act like that and then play the single mother card. Like you left your kids. That's always how I feel on these shows. You left your kids to find a stranger so that you can travel around the world to Indian casinos for low appearance fees. You know what I mean? Like, are we supposed to applaud you?
So I'm trying to think who, okay, so who are our contenders that could even win?
Well, I always pick wrong. So I pick wrong in real life and I pick wrong on the show. One thing I noticed is what we said about foreheads in the cast preview is true. I mean, there are so many horribly shaped foreheads. I don't know if it's the way that people are being birthed in this day and age. I don't know if they're being squeezed out with scepters. I don't know what's not scepters. What tongs? Baby
yeah,
tongs?
Yeah, forceps.
I don't know if those little cones you put baby on your tongue. Baby's mushy head to make it properly yeah. round. I don't know if they were laid down in their crib for too long and so their head's elongated. Like, I don't know what happened, but there are some gigantic heads.
There are so many big heads and oval heads and oblong heads and big, yes, crazy foreheads.
Everyone has the same haircut. They all use curling irons and they all talk like this. They're all using baby voice. And I get that there's usually a couple of like stripper voices on this show, but it's almost all of them.
All of them.
What I'm looking through them again right now.
I know, me too. I'm thinking, okay, here's one that flew under the radar. What about this Brie chick?
Well,
she's
I
a
love
sports
cheese.
Reporter.
Let me look.
Me
her.
Too.
Brie, I think she's too old for him. She comes off as like someone who won Mrs. America like 5 years ago, you know? And I'm not age shaming. I'm just saying that he seems to like them younger.
But she's only 25.
Yeah, right. I'm sure they check your fingerprints and your birth certificate when you come onto The Bachelor.
Okay. First of all, Caroline is not going to win.
No. He really likes a pushy person. So these girls who just stood in the background, I think the finalists are going to be the pushiest. It'll be the nanny. It'll be Chelsea, the evil bitch.
Oh, and what about Tia, the Raven 2.0?
Yeah, probably just because she's cute and charming and they'll want her on Bachelor in Paradise. Bibiana is pushy, so he'll keep her for a while. Who else was pushy? Crystal crazy, so you know she's going to stay for a while because she's going to have some sort of nervous breakdown. I mean, someone's not going to finish their dinner and she's going to be like, my brother's homeless. You know, like, have a break. She crazy. You can already see that.
What about Spicy, Spice Girl, Marique, Indian.
Marique.
Do you love her eyebrows?
I love her eyebrows. I love her beauty. I love that she owns an Indian restaurant and makes her mom work. But you can tell yes. that Marique never works. Because yes. she's like, how do I even get home from here? Like, where am I?
What do you think? Maybe she won't go far. I don't think he's going to end up with anybody ethnic as much. I think he's going to be Nick, like it's going to get close. He's going to want to look like he really likes different to mix it up. But in the end, I think he's going to pick somebody white and blonde.
Well, I hope we get to see another scene of an incredibly white person in black church because that was hilarious. Like watching Nick try to clap to the rhythm was the best thing of that season.
That was so good. Okay, so we have to hope for that for hometown. So, okay. Bibiana looked terrible on the show. I don't know what happened. She's so cute in this picture that we looked at.
She's
with her
a pretty
little
girl,
bob.
But she dresses old. I think
yeah,
that's
really
hurting
old.
Her. She's like wearing those sweaters over the shoulder that actually have a button. I'm like, why are you wearing yes. like a black one? It's like she looks like yes. an Italian wife that's still grieving for her husband that's been dead 20 years. You know, it's like,
okay.
What is wrong?
I had that exact same thought. Watching her on the show. Exactly.
And I like that she's pushy and also narcissistic because she's like, oh my God, like he's so cute. And I looked into his eyes and they were so blue. And I was like, my baby could have blue eyes.
Yeah.
Like, that's so
and
deep.
I was like, you better back off. He's my puppy. What? That's right. There's my puppy. Okay.
There's back a girl off. Who looks like the brunette from Gossip Girl. Her name is Jacqueline. She is stunningly gorgeous. I think he'll keep her for a while.
Oh, right. Jacqueline. Yes. But there's something very weird about her eyes. Very, like, sleepy.
I think she looks like, just like looking. The girl from Gossip Girl. So I think that girl's stunning. So I like this girl. I'm projecting my love for somebody else onto this girl. I don't know why. She didn't even say anything.
I feel like she's the one that said therapize.
Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to, like, therapize you, but why are you mad at your father? Tell me.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Prediction. You're saying Jacqueline's going to go far. The nanny's going to go far because of the drama.
And the youth. I mean, this is a man who's about to hit middle age crisis. Look, the guy got a real estate license. He wants some young tail. Okay. It's just how it works.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Bree's going to go far.
Let me look at her again. I hate that we don't remember these people because there's so many.
I know I don't, but she's a sports reporter. I don't like her picture, but I think she was cute in person. I don't like her hair in the picture.
I'm going to guess that Amber's going to do well. Oh, wait, that was a spray tan girl. Never mind. I'm wrong. But I feel like Ambers are always winning at things.
What about Becca K? She's tall, I
Becca
think.
K, let me find her.
Annalise was the mask girl, Batgirl.
Oh, Becca K is Nanny. Okay. Annalise, which girl is that
No,
again?
Becca K is not the nanny. Becca M is the nanny.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Becca
People,
K
get a
is
book of
not.
names, okay?
I know.
Lauren, 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 Becca, 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 Lauren, Becca, Lauren, Becca,
Becca K
Marek.
is. Well, although she's only 5'7". One of them was tall. I don't know.
This really
Okay.
does look like 80% of this cast is just like Salt Lake City. It's white or Dallas, Texas. It's just white blonde girls with really long hair parted in the middle and curled.
Yep, that is what it is.
But at least they threw in some crazies like that crazy Crystal girl is going to be amazing. She looks like an actress from an 80s sitcom, like who
Yes.
plays the bimbo.
Yep.
And you know that she just went home and cried every night.
Yes. She reminds me a little bit of what's that actress who's crazy who was on a sitcom, Brett Butler?
Isn't
Right?
that
When
no?
she's
Is
younger? Grace of Fire, Grace Under Fire?
she reminds you of Grace Under Fire?
Yeah, like a young, like when she was young.
She
Yeah, a
reminds me
little
of like a
bit. Like that
bombshell, like a blonde
kind of.
bombshell from Three's Company.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's see who else. Chelsea. What is Chelsea's damage? Do you think she's evil? Do you think she's just playing a role to be on TV?
I think she was a high school mean girl that is still working that angle, that never had to grow up. Oh my God. From the beginning, although we should save this for the actual show, because you know when you that thing where somebody comes across so ugly and mean that you're like, are other people hearing this? Like, this isn't just me, right? Just from the minute she opened her mouth, it was complaining about being a mom.
Yes.
I have kids. I'm
And
single.
then
I have to do it all myself. That's really hard. I deserve a husband because nobody helps me.
yes.
I love it. I mean, I love it. It's just really hard.
Like, it's not my nature to be a complainer, but she says it's not my nature to do et cetera, a million times. And then she does like exactly what she's saying. But it's not my nature to be rude. It's not my
Right.
nature to be pushy. It's not in my nature to blah. I'm like, then why are you doing all of those things? Stop being a natural then.
It's not in my nature to gossip behind people's backs, but the loud one really needs to go.
Yeah. Why am I not surprised she brought a race car? It's kind of loud. Like, shut up. But that nanny is a bitch, and she talks behind everybody's backs too. Like, she's really two-faced, and she looks like a Keebler elf. Like, I don't know who I'm gonna love yet, but I'm so glad this show is back.
All right. Well, let's do the main show
Party on the
and
main show, party on the main show.
we'll see if any of our subscriptions, any of our predictions come true.
I hope you can remember those when it comes time, because you know I won't.
I won't remember either. I don't even remember the last episode we did. I don't remember talking about all these people. I just
Don't
know it
either.
happened.
I'm like, I remember I was mad about foreheads, but that's pretty much it. Okay, everybody, we
All
will see you
right.
on the main show. Thank you so much for subscribing and being a part of this little Rose Pricks community.
Thank
Love
you.
ya.